Johnny. It's back to work for the Supreme Court, which kicks off its new year today with a conservative majority. The nine justices, including freshman Neil Gorsuch, will start by looking at a case involving workplace complaints. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Gosh, it's the 2nd of October.
Monday morning.
Oh, gosh. It's 7:05 and 35 seconds in the morning. We start off October. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live, I hope, at KCNR 1460. I think so. We're going for it, man.
The stream is going out. We don't know what happens after that. Yet, anyway.
That's right.
The chat pack will let us know.
I'm sure. Okay. Good morning. How are you? Wait a minute. How are you, hon?
Well, good morning, everybody. I just want to, and good morning, Bob Belongi at the helm. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you. It's still wrapping my brain around today's news.
Events. Terrible. We'll talk about that.
Gosh.
Curious, too, we're going to be talking about NFL. Who watched, who didn't, who protested? What do you think? It's currently 57 degrees. Our highs today will be... Now, why does this say multiple hazards in effect, Bob?
Well, it's a combination of things. Very dry fuels, gusty winds, and even though the temperature's dropped off, which may give some people a sense of it's okay to go out and run the weed whacker, go shooting and things like that in dry areas, park your car in tall grass, or even pull a trailer without making sure that the safety chains are well secured. Our worst fires in our local history have taken place during the month of October, so please be extra careful because we are in a very high fire danger situation.
Okay, thank you very much. That was the clarity there.
We got a high winds, too.
Yes, today 76, mostly clear tonight with lows of 55. Tomorrow calls for a sunny 79 with a lows of 54. Again, when you look at, we have about 13 miles per hour of wind speed. That's just north. Wednesday calls for a high of 82 with our lows of around 53, and Thursday is 84. That's just the weather. A brief look at the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. So before we get into the heavy-duty news, we'll be receiving a call here in a little bit. Did you have any interest in watching the NFL this weekend?
Well, you know what? Come to think of it, as you know, most people know that I wasn't here a Friday. Most people did. Maybe some people don't know. Because Thursday night, it was Ted and I were figuring, okay, NFL, pig hunting. NFL or pig hunting? Pig hunting or NFL? Well, off we went because it was much more fun to go out and hunt pigs than it was to watch football. And there we were out there that evening, surrounded on this ranch. You can only shoot boars. Surrounded by sows and midgets, as we call them, the small ones, small little boars that, you know, just barely boars. And I had a shot, but we weren't sure. But it looked like the boar was kneeling, and we could not do anything that would, you know, well, how do you shoot a kneeling boar? You don't. So, and then we had, then Friday off shooting. Anyway, no, I didn't watch. And then on Sunday, I guess people, you know, after this long week, all the teams were standing up with a few exceptions of individuals, but the teams were standing. So perhaps what the president said and what the people said got to them. I'm still not. You know what? I'm still not sold on football. You know, I'm still having a real problem with this. You know, I hear about America's team, and they talk about Dallas Cowboys as America's team. I laugh about that because I'm thinking America's team all wears camo. They don't wear the silver and blue or whatever colors they wear over there. And I just get, you know, I guess maybe watching pro football turn on their fans like that is just kind of like, you know, it's a, you know what, big deal. How interesting is it? I go out there, oh, this guy, we're in a real war today. Really? Really? Any of you guys not come off the field? you know, any of you guys, I mean, you guys get, you know, dismembered out there? No, you're not in a war out there. You're playing a kid's game. And what I think football did was kind of brought that to a lot of people. You know, a lot of people love football. And it's a chance, you know, it's the leveler. I mean, you can go there and it makes no difference who you are. Everybody's there for the game. And they threw politics into that and said, letting it be a game. You know, and if you're going to protest, why don't you do that in a different time? Anyway, but that's just, you know, that is so insignificant compared to what happened in Las Vegas.
Well,
you know, I don't even really, frankly, wanted to talk about
okay.
that.
Okay, all right. So I just wanted to talk about a poll about, you know, most Americans, according to USA Today, there were more Americans in this poll that said it was good to protest than not to. You know.
USA Today, any one of those is, what was the question? Do you believe in the right to protest?
Right.
That's all you have to ask. You don't have to do with the NFL. You know, so you don't even know what, you know, so anything USA Today says anyway, or as we have the record searchlight, Muck USA, you know, it's like McDonald's, Muck USA, or how about this USA, Mini USA, as we have here. Hey, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Nice and chilly morning. I'm calling about the Helena fire that is pretty much under control. Out of Weaverville that we've all read about over the last month and so. Myself and several others have been collecting cleaning supplies and putting them in donated 5-gallon buckets and sealing them, and we'll take them up to Weaverville this week, hopefully, to Supervisor Judy Morse, and she will pass them out to those families that homes have been burned out. And along with that, we've collected food gift cards from Tops Market on Eureka Way. There's also a Tops Market in Weaverville. That's their headquarters. And so we've collected about, we need about 16 more cards at $10 a gift card. And so I guess I'm calling in to see if anybody out there in the listening audience is willing to bring in a Tops gift card. And if you don't mind, to the station sometime this week, we'd be able to give a gift card to every family, 72 families that were burned out, a food gift card that they could redeem in Weaverville at Tops Market.
Okay, that sounds great. So go to any Tops Market, actually. We were saying the Tops Market on Eureka, because
yeah.
There is a Tops Market in Weaverville, and this in their main store up there. So
yeah.
If you go to the Tops Market on Eureka, or basically any Tops, that $10 gift card I'm sure will be good up at the Tops in Weaverville. Bring it to the station here in the next week, and Don and his gang will bring it up there. And thank you so much for being an activist in so many ways. But, you know, for me, particularly for this, because I have so many near and dear friends up in the Weaverville and that area, and I know it so well, and it's just so
yeah.
sad. And any time anybody's ever lost, had a tragic loss in a fire or a flood, you know, it takes the community to come together. So thank you for that. Bring the cards by this week. You may put on the outside of the card that it's for, you know, through KCNR, so we can pile them someplace. And
Helena fire.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And we're lucky here in Shasta County. We haven't had any major fire this year, so I'm sure if we did, the folks up in Weaverville and Trinity would be helping us too.
Thank you so much for calling. All right.
Yeah.
That's the call
yeah.
out. In fact, when I called this morning, I said, would you call in and talk about this? He said, well, you think that's appropriate? I said, hell, what are you kidding? It's appropriate. It's a shout-out. It's a call-out. We do that. We have people trying to raise funds for so many things. That's part of our community. All right, so we are going to...
I want to just talk real quick before we bring on our next guest, before we take a break here, is this thing in Las Vegas, this tragedy in Las Vegas. 10 o'clock last night, it's a country music festival. Jason Aldean was on. He was the last performer of the day. This guy opens up fire with automatic weapons. Right now it's 50 plus killed. Over 400 people in the emergency rooms. The guy planned this. He's been there since September 28th. And here's the thing. Lone wolf, they call him lone wolf shooters, but he's 64 years old, white male, with had no previous run-ins with the police. They had one infraction that had been taken on through the courts, but years ago. He used his wife's ID or somebody, a friend's ID, to get in there. He had 8-plus guns. He had camera system out so he could see when the first responders are coming in, when the police are coming in. He's on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay shooting across Las Vegas Boulevard.
Now, you use the word automatic.
It was.
Okay.
It was a semi.
Are already against the law, so passing more laws would not have done a whole lot.
You can get an automatic weapon, but you have to go through such a background check, and you get a special license. But you and I can't walk off the street, even with a clean background. You know, we've got no felonies or anything. We can't just go out and buy a machine gun.
Yeah, just a whole mess of hoops.
No. So anyway, if you heard the shooting, you knew it was a machine gun, and then he reloaded or he picked up another gun. So they had thousands of rounds of ammunition. This is just, they're searching his home right now. So this whole thing is extremely sad. We have friends in Las Vegas. I just left them a message.
The drummer who plays with Jason Aldean was...
The guy from Six Wire?
No, he's another drummer that I had in my group for about a year. And he's Jason Aldean's drummer.
Well, they pulled him off the stage. He wasn't even hearing it. You know, he's got got the music on. He's got the thing in his ear, and the guys ran out and pulled him off the stage. It was just, you know, people were taking. I mean, people turned and started helping each other. This one lady had six people in her car, taking them to the hospital. It was just, you know, these people are covered with blood out there. It was, you know, and then they're still finding people that run and hid, or maybe that went someplace, but. Anyway, it's terrible. It's just absolutely terrible.
We'll be talking more about that as that unfolds throughout the day. That started our day today and us checking in with what was happening in the world.
Yeah. I called some friends from there that are there because they're country music fans. Like, gosh, I'm like, oh, man, I hope they stayed home last night. Okay. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, director of the Redding Electric Utility. REU is celebrating National Public Power Week October 1st through the 7th. Please join us at our open house on Friday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices located at 3611 Avtech Parkway. There will be free bucket truck rides, pole climbing and tree trimming demonstrations, and much more. Food trucks will be on site and all REU customers will receive a $5 food truck voucher. Let's celebrate our nonprofit community-owned utility. For more information, call 339-7200.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality Ready Mix product.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Street Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. How are you? 7:20, 2nd of August.
October.
Portion of the show. Oh, what did I say, August?
August. We're close.
October 2nd.
Okay,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance. Where did I go there? Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes with the heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week. This is where we go. Before we know it, we're switching from air conditioning over to heating. Get your filters
on our
clean.
One day of fall.
That's right. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or go to their website at homecomfort.org.
October 7th at 4 p.m., beginning at the McConnell Foundation's Ross Ranch over at Shasta College, we start the Harvest Fest, and we're here with the head of the program, B.J. McFarland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lean in, everybody. Jesse Godinez.
Hi.
Am I close?
Jessica.
Jessica. Oh, Jessica. I left off the A. And Maddie Cook.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody. How
so
are you?
So y'all been on before. You guys are a hoot. Yeah. Well, but y'all know what that means. That's supposed to be good. You know,
right.
You know, you're sick. And I never could get that one. You're sick. I mean, why is that good?
I don't know.
I'm
but
not
let's
either.
Talk
okay.
about what's good. The Harvest Fest is coming up October 7th. You
this
know,
weekend.
We're really, this is the beautiful part of fall. Anything that has to do with harvest. So let's talk to our boss, the big man in charge, and let's talk about what is the Harvest Fest.
It's we started it several years ago for the community, just to our college to give back to the agriculture community. And it's turned into somewhat of a fundraiser, but we are trying to have a meal with locally produced food. That Denise Axtell at our cafeteria does an outstanding job of putting together. People come mainly just for that, it seems, over the years. But we also do horse-drawn tours around the farm. The students speak on what some of these monies have gone for and what we're doing on the farm at this particular point in time.
Farm tours begin at 4. Dinner begins at 6. What time do the doors open if somebody wants to try to, you know how we all double stack throughout our lives? So what can somebody do if they have another event to go to, if they could split it up? What are you doing daytime?
The daytime, we're just still getting ready. The horses won't be ready for an actual tour till 4 o'clock. So,
doors open at 4.
Yeah.
And what do we get to see at 4? Should we go to one of the girls?
Yes.
Okay, guys, jump in.
Thank you. So those
turn that up a little bit, Bob.
We'll just take you all over the farm. So you'll get to see our farm dorm house where we live. We will clean it. and you get to see all the barns, so the pig barn, the goat barn, the cow beef barn, our different fields, just kind of the entire farm. So you really get a good view of what we get to do there and what this money really brings us. So, like, the money that this fundraiser brings us has remodeled our house. It has bought us 2 new trucks, most of our tractors, I think. It's remodeled my pig barn. Just the things that this money does, it makes my education so much better and makes this farm just such a better place, you know?
Fantastic. I really love the visual of it. So then after
your pig barn.
I run the swine unit.
That's
those pigs are mine.
My pig barn. I love it. I'm visualizing the whole thing. So then, does everybody go to like a major room where you have dinner?
Yes, we're having it at the Ross Ranch this year, which is right next door, which makes it very handy to do our farm tours. So we're bringing in a huge tent. There's an awesome barn that they've remodeled there on the Ross Ranch that we'll be using as well, an old-style barn. So it'll be right there under a tent and in the barn.
And so let's talk. I'm looking at this again. Save the date. It's, again, this Saturday. We've talked. This is the second time we've had you on. We're enthralled with what you're doing out there at Shasta College. It's at the McConnell Foundation's Ross Ranch. Now, what is that?
It's a ranch that they're running. It's a 800-acre piece of property that they're gonna. They've been running cows on. That's where the mud runs out that they put on in May.
Right. So what I'm trying to get here is there are two locations going on. You have a 4 o'clock tour beginning at the Shasta College. Dinner begins at 6. So that's what I'm trying to get clear.
Okay. Sorry. We would like you to come straight to the Ross Ranch. We'll give transportation. It's not very far over to the Shasta College.
Okay.
Next door. So everybody please come to the Ross Ranch on Old Oregon Trail.
That's what we... Okay, good. Perfect. So then we get to go tour the college, your grounds, and then come back and have dinner.
Yes.
Lovely. Okay, and that's... tell us about tickets or...
You can buy tickets right now at Eventbrite and look for the Harvest Fest logo. $35, $40 at the door. You're more than welcome to buy them that night of the event at the door. I also want to mention the Billy's Band. Is going to be playing, which they're a good time to come dance to.
Fantastic.
Okay, we haven't heard from Jessica. Jessica, get in there. What are you doing on this there, hon?
Well, most of the dorm students, we all have created a dance that we actually put on, and we're being auctioned off for...
I'm sorry, you're auctioning off women at your... I'm sorry, are we saying this out loud, that we are auctioning off women at the Shasta Harvest Fest?
We have two boys also in the dorm, so they go along with
it. Well, that's fine then, as long as this is an equal opportunity auction of people. Now, what do I get if I buy Jessica?
So we have 8 dorm students, and we will work 8 hours... for whoever buys us, so whatever the...
Is that 8 hours straight?
Yes.
Does that mean you take a break every 10 minutes?
No, not so much.
Does that mean we have to include lunch in this if we buy one of you all?
Yeah, it might be nice.
Well, that would be nice, but... You
so 8 hours of just labor?
Yes.
Doesn't matter, you could weed?
Yes.
Oh.
It's up to whoever buys us.
Can you bring a pig over? No, okay. All right, okay. So we'd have to ask BJ about that. Okay, well, okay, so you're part of the auction that they're going to be able to auction off 8 people for 8 hours.
And
so
ourselves.
Students.
And you.
Student labor.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Get in there, BJ. Okay, so BJ said, well, you know what, it's not just my kids. It's me, too.
I'll be there, too. So hopefully you do feed us if you buy us. But it's a great opportunity if you have fence to build, anything. 8-9 people can get a lot done in 8 hours. So.
Oh, you have to buy all of you?
Yeah.
I see. This isn't an individual buy-off. No. Everybody.
We're a package deal.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking, yeah, we could do weeding. I'm not sure we need 60. 4 hours of weeding. You know, I mean, does that all of you
pay
show up? At, all of y'all show up at one day?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
8 Try people. To... So there's your landscaping
with their,
right there
with their pig Uzi.
Well.
Okay.
No. We
That's
don't want to go
joke.
There.
That's an old joke.
All right, so guys, this is fantastic. Again, this Saturday.
This is a great event.
What a beautiful way to
start
our fall.
Oh my! What a great event.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be Saturday, October 7th, at the sponsored by the Shasta College Agricultural and Natural Resources. You've just talked to B.J. McFarland, who is head of the whole program there, and, of course, Jessica Godinez and Maddie Cook. Maddie, who runs, of course, the swine.
The swine unit.
Swine unit. Yes. Okay, and there's going to be dinner. It's going to be tours of the farm.
Are
it's
there
going
any
to be,
piglets?
Of course.
Do we have little pigs? We have little pigs?
Right now I have 17 on the deck, 19 bigger ones on concrete, and 9 bigger ones outside.
What do you do with them?
We sell them.
You sell them eventually?
Yes. Well, really? One of them we're raising for Harvest Fest. His name's Herney.
One of the live auction items is you can buy a pig to be processed. And A&R Meats is generously donating the cut and wrap on that.
R&R?
A&R.
A&R. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. So you can buy a pig then.
Too. Yeah, the best.
It may be the only pig I get is when I have to buy.
Soon to be renamed Dinner.
Yeah, soon to be named Arnie. It's going to be calling
Pork Chop. This call is
him,
just fantastic. Call
him Pork Chop. Hey, you know what? Super. Okay, so everybody head on out to Shasta College. Farm tours begin at 4. Dinner begins at 6. You got music by Billy's. It's $35 pre-sale. And you go to Harvest Fest at Eventbrite to get your early tickets. Or you can just at the door, $40 a piece. For more information, give them a call, 242-7560.
And we'll have beer from Woody's.
Yeah. Beer from Woody's.
Yes.
So there will be beer there.
Generously donated.
Fantastic.
Well, you know, Woody's is good people out there.
We feed their grain. So
to
their spent brewer's grain we feed to the livestock out there.
Pigs. That's why we have happy pigs out there. Yeah, you can harvest me.
That's how it works.
So, do you have
everything's
like
connected.
Do you have like the little pig, you know, AA meetings out there?
No.
You've been hitting that grain too hard? Just wondering. Okay. All right, and again, the highlight of the whole thing will be able to buy 8 members of the team out there, and with their supervisor, who'll come out and do 64 hours of work.
8 hours.
A piece.
No.
8 hours. It's 8 people just doing 8
What's
hours.
What's 8 times 8?
That's
it's
not what
64.
They said.
It's an aggregate of 64 hours. They're going to do 8 people doing 8 hours at one time at 64 hours of labor at your house.
You wonder why I get exhausted?
Their dance might be worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
They put a lot of effort into this dance. It's pretty funny. So.
Oh, they've got a dance too. Oh, that's right.
They dance right before we auction them off.
What do you call this dance? This got anything to do with swine?
No. Well, we actually kind of did a little mashup between a couple songs, and we have a couple funny props that.
Oh my God!
We're gonna have a little achy breaky heart going on here.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Oh wow! Okay.
I hope you have a video of this.
Yes,
and it better, viral. It better be on YouTube on Monday morning or even Sunday night. Okay, the Harvard's Fest this Saturday, 4 p.m. McConnell's Foundation. Ross Ranch. It's not tied to McConnell Foundation, by the way. It's just at the Ross Ranch. Shasta College. Farm tours begin at 4. Dinner begins at 6. Wow. Great time. Sounds like fun. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Listen.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. For he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, everybody. Hey, you know what? This thing with in Las Vegas, you know, we talked about NFL and we talked about other things. You know, frankly, everything else pales in comparison to what happened in Las Vegas. And then he realized just how when people the people that are upset about the NFL. And I guess that's maybe one of the reasons that I'm having a tough time, you know, with this whole thing is the fact is you had over 50 Americans killed last night that were just going to a concert by some whack job. And then, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, we got to take away all the weapons from everybody. We're going to be hearing that one. We're going to be hearing, you know what, you're going to be hearing all types of things about it. But I tell you what, then, you know, frankly, the NFL is such small potatoes compared to that. It's not even potatoes. They're just nothing compared to that.
Well, and also in the news, Puerto Rico.
But what do you think about that? You haven't made a comment about that.
About Las Vegas?
Yeah.
What kind of comment can I make? Everything you said pales in comparison. It's horrible. You wake up in the morning and a man across the street, 64 years old, was there for 4 days, shoots into an open crowd. It's horrific.
And the sound of it. I mean, and the thing is those people were trapped. Everybody not trapped, but they were all in this one place, like shoulder to shoulder, 22,000 people there, trapped. Well, not trapped because they got out. But still, I mean, the whole thing was horrible. So, yes. But life also goes on in other ways.
Well, I was talking about the five things that are happening that are also big headlines in Puerto Rico. According to, you know, Trump says everything's under control in Puerto Rico. But folks on the ground are telling a different story. We've heard this all weekend. Only 5% of the island has power. Less than half is drinking water. Almost 9,000 are still living in shelters.
Well, okay, but let's just think about this. This country was destroyed, practically destroyed by this hurricane. I listened to the governor of Puerto Rico who says everything that we've asked for has come. There's never been a problem. They have rescinded this one act that said only supplies or anything that's brought into Puerto Rico only could be brought in by the Jones. I think it's the Jones Act. Can only be brought in by American ships. Well, they've suspended that, so they've got ships from all over bringing in supplies. You've got the U.S. Navy down there. You've got the Coast Guard. You've got the Marines down there. They're providing as much, you know, the Marines just by themselves can provide, I forget how many, hundreds of thousands of gallons of water a week of fresh water. Now you just have to get it to them. Well, that's what they're using their Amtrak's, they're using their big trucks on, and the helicopters. So you've got FEMA down there. The fact is, and now you've got other people, the CEO of this one of the big companies down that says, he says the big problem we're having right now is the corruption and the inability of local officials to do anything. So, the fact is that this country, I mean, no electricity. So half of them have electricity now. that's at, you know, at least they've got to let, you know, part of electricity back on. They've got food coming in there. This, at the, if you're looking at this type of devastation, before you start pointing fingers, they're already saying, oh, this is his, which was the one that hit, New Orleans and Louisiana, Katrina, right? Oh, this is his Katrina. No, it's not. No, it's not. They're pushing everything down there as possible. And we, and you also, you've got to remember that's an island nation that you've got to get stuff to. All the stuff flowed into Texas. All the stuff flowed into Florida. Everybody was happy with that. So,
Catalonia, number three, Catalonia referendum. Catalonia has voted overwhelmingly.
This is in Spain.
Yes, for independence from Spain in a referendum that Spanish government calls illegal. The government had an unexpectedly harsh response, sending in riot police to the polls. They dragged away voters and fired rubber bullets, injuring more than 800 people. Catalan officers say 400 polling stations were closed because of the violence.
Well, that's like having a little, you know, they complain. You know, we can't get people out to vote. Nobody's shooting at them.
So, Carl, those who do not understand history are doomed to repeat it. What was the major event that closely predated World War II? That would have been a Spanish Civil War.
Oh, yeah, the Spanish Civil War started it. When
the Euros should be very worried right now.
The Germans came in and backed the
fascists.
The fascists and the and who were fighting against the nationalists, I guess. Yeah. And the nationalists were backed by the communists and other countries. They weren't all communists, but other countries. And the fascist won and took over Spain,
and finally,
which was a precursor to World War II.
And finally, on that note, Catalan nationalists argue the region is a separate nation with its own history, culture, and language, and that it should have increased fiscal independence. They've asked the European Union to respond to Spain's violent crackdown.
Well, I think that's, you know, it describes Northern California.
Number four, possible terror attacks. Authorities in France and Canada are investigating whether attacks carried out over the weekend were acts of terror. In Marseille, an attacker with a knife killed two women before a soldier shot him dead. ISIS claims responsibility without offering any evidence. In Edmonton, Alberta, a man struck a police officer with a car, stabbing him, and then plowed into a truck into pedestrians, and all five people were hurt. The suspect is Somali national and refugee, is in custody. Number five, I'm sure this will make your toe curls. After serving 9 years for Las Vegas kidnapping and armed robbery, O.J. Simpson is starting a new chapter as a parolee. He'll be living in Vegas for a while, but plans to move to Florida, several associates told CNN. Two of his kids live in the Tampa Bay area. Simpson was originally sentenced to 33 years for a 2007 robbery, in which he was part of a group that raided a hotel and casino to steal sports memorabilia at gunpoint. Simpson, a former player for the Buffalo Bills, said the items belonged to him. Well, nothing in there about Nicole.
So he'll spend his remaining days, hopefully, as a pariah.
Hopefully.
Maybe wandering down to the dog track once in a while.
Hopefully. You'll see him at the dog track now and then, on his $200,000 a year he makes from the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, things that they couldn't touch before. You can't touch that money. You know, like when they were sued and they were supposed to receive $10 million or $20 million or something. And by the way, maybe you can use that $200,000 to find the real killer of Nicole Simpson, which is what he said he was going to do.
Make a pair of gloves that fit.
And also, finally, making cars sporty enough for James Bond just isn't enough. Now Aston Martin is making a $4 million submarine.
Well, I'm still trying to get over the fact that it's $100,000 Ford 250, F-250. $100,000 for this truck.
Well, listen, when you go see... Well, we
that sucker better fly.
No, we have looked at trucks.
Can I use that truck more than a submarine, though?
No, but we've looked at trucks, Carl. We know that we've gone out. We look at the price tag.
It's unbelievable.
$65,000
for a truck.
Yeah. So yes, of course it's a bells and whistles and probably bulletproof glass.
We need a vehicle that can tow a fairly large boat. And we went out shopping and said, okay, we'll just keep fixing the Yukon till pieces start falling off at random. You know.
Right. And rest in peace, Monty Hall, best known as the Zany Game Show. Let's Make a Deal. How about you? I don't know about you, but I know that that, again, was one of those long, like Wheel of Fortune has been on forever. Let's Make a Deal was on prior to that, and it was forever, ever in your home. Let's Make a Deal. So, Monty, rest in peace. 96 years of young age.
Hey, well, how'd you sleep this weekend? moving on to that.
I've had a cold. I've spent.
You
great
still
deal
sound
time,
like you've got a cold.
Yes,
here,
spent a great deal of time in bed, and I'm certainly glad. And I did move it around with my different sleep number settings, and that we've been 35 to 50, just depending on where the pressure points felt. But I love the sleep number bed, and very happy to have it in our home.
Well, you've got the new that one. And my sleep number setting is, of course, 60, sometimes 55. But right now, you've got the new sleep number beds, the sleep number 360 that you can, it adjusts to you. They're so smart. It's getting to be one of these things where, how smart are they? Well, they're pretty smart because they can adjust to you and give you little hints. They can do all of these things, and we've never slept better than we have on our sleep number. And, with the sleep number IQ, it's got so many things that you can get right now. And right now is just things that you should know. It costs about the same. A sleep number bed costs just about the same as a traditional mattress. It lasts twice as long. And 91% of the owners comment that they would recommend that. That's right. And right now, queen mattresses start at only $699.99. So you need to go down to our friends down at the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Hop on in there. Go in there. Go into and feel. Lay down on a bed. See what it's really like. It's absolutely fabulous. You're not going to be sorry. Going down again to the Target Shopping Center, to the Sleep Number store, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and lay on the bed and see what it's really like. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
It's fall savings time at Redding Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Redding Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Redding Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 and retail bonus cash on Sorento 4-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento. Offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, good morning, everybody. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 57 degrees going up to 76 today. Wow. Is that going to be beautiful? Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned company, 365-3793, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned company, brings us this segment. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it repaired the proper way, and that's the Crackmaster way. Chips up to a dime in size and cracks up to 24 inches or over 2.5 feet in length, really. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Jeff won't waste your money or your time. 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call. 241-8373. The Cottonwood cow caper is now solved. If you remember last week, we got a lot of humor out of this. Two cows, Clover and Sweetie Pie, or whatever her name was, Daisy, got out of their, had been getting out of their field. And finally there was a complaint, and a guy said it was attacking their dog and eating their grass. And the, you know, as they said, Clover, the Clover eater or Clover lady would only lick you. It wouldn't attack you. So the guy said there was no damage, but the cow's been out roaming. So they got into it, and the Shasta district attorney got into it and said, look, your cows are out there, and it's a misdemeanor. Now, a misdemeanor to me has always been something like really minor, but that's not true. A misdemeanor, you can get arrested and be put in jail for those things and have to go to court, as opposed to an infraction, which, you know, you don't have to do anything. So, except pay your fine. So they
appears in your permanent record.
Yeah, the misdemeanor. And so he says, look, I'm not going to plead to this and get a 2 years probation. You know, what happens if my cows get out again? I've broken probation. Now they're going to come arrest me and put me in jail. So this was great. This was good. You know what? Everybody had a lot of good times with this, except probably the owner of the cow. Anyway, the Shasta County, I talked to Stephanie Bridge. I said, Stephanie, I mean, my gosh, lawbreakers like this. Have you thought about just putting, like, anklets, an ankle monitor on one of the cow's legs, or maybe even one on each leg, so you'd have, you know exactly where it was? And, you know, I could just see the Shasta County DA's forehead on her desk, you know, just going, oh, my God. This wasn't what everybody said. They got our quotes wrong in the record searchlight. We don't want to put this guy in jail. We have to do something. So, anyway, so now it's just an infraction. He pays his fine, and he's trying to keep the cows in. You know, and after talking to him, they said, yeah, look, we've repaired that fence, but there's a lot of poison ivy out there, and the cows get into it, and they lean into the fence, and we don't find it till later, so we have to then shore up the fence. So this whole thing, frankly, is taking more is really kind of cute. When you think about it, it's too bad that everything in Reading wasn't this serious, that we put this was a front page story, which I think it was. It was front page, right?
It was.
Well,
front
you had page. Somebody deliver something and put it in front of our office door. That was the cow, about the cow.
I did?
Yeah.
Somebody came in and brought it in?
Yeah.
On Friday?
Well, it was last week sometime.
Well, I didn't see it. Anyway, so it was the cow caper. So much for that. The Stillwater powwow. Hundreds out seeing that. Oh, gosh, you know what?
But a beautiful day for
beautiful
that.
Beautiful days for that. And, of course, you know, down at the fairgrounds, down there at Shasta County Fairgrounds. But absolutely a great time. Also, Benton Airfield had... I mean, full house out there. They had military craft.
Classic cars.
They had military vehicles.
And they had the toy airplanes, the motor airplanes, the little...
The radio control.
RC aircraft, yeah.
Okay, RC.
Jets. There were jets.
They were...
I didn't realize you had jets, and those things were jets.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy comes screaming off the runway, and he's doing flips and all that, and I'm like, it's a jet out there.
Yeah. They had one helicopter that looked like it was on fire. Little toy, you know, like meant to be... it meant to look like that.
Not to be confused with a drone, because these are under, you know, real-time control and, in the hands of the pilot on the ground with his control unit.
Right.
So they are not to be confused with semi-autonomous drones. The biplane passed over my house several times with that very distinctive sound they make. And it looked like I pulled up at one point, looked at the parking lot, and there wasn't a centimeter of room to be had. In the parking space.
There's so, none. There was none. There's none out there, you know, because we go down and take the dog down there, and you had to park and walk the dog. Your dog got its walk before it even got into the dog park there. There's a lot of people. But that's great when you see something like that. You know, we go back again to things that have happened, these tragedies lately in Puerto Rico and, gosh, down in Texas and Florida with the hurricanes, and then now the shooting. It's going to be weeks before they find out everything about this guy. The fact that he planned this, and he had, like I said, he had a camera out there so he could see when the first response, see when the police were getting close to him. They showed a video of that floor where the guy was at, hold up, smoke everywhere. Now, I'm not sure that it wasn't from the flashbangs and from, they did a dynamic entry, which means they blew the doors off the hinge. In one way or the other, which could have been it. But I've been in buildings before that have gotten hit with rockets, and several rockets at one time. It's pretty smoky in there too. But I can't imagine that the smoke that you saw in there was from the guy shooting. You know, if he's firing that much, because he had an open window.
Yeah.
I mean, so anyway, 64 years old. No run-ins with the police. Planned out.
You
like
can't.
That.
Pass laws against, well, you can pass laws against crazy, but there's no
you
clear way to
what
take
what can you
care
do
about,
something? The only, you know what? Okay, you know, you're not going to like to hear this. The only thing you can do to keep a person like this from doing something like that is to confiscate all the weapons in the United States.
And maintain surveillance on
everyone. And you've got to do, because you can't, you know what? I can't believe that this guy just out of nowhere, said one day on the 28th or the 27th or the 25th of September and goes, you know, there's that Jason, you know, there's that big concert down there. I'm just going to get a bunch of automatic weapons, thousands of rounds of ammunition, my camera foot platforms, and all these other things. I'm just going to go down there and shoot. No, this thing's got to have been going on for a period of time, and there's no indication. Anywhere, there's bound to have been something somewhere.
They're gonna find
out.
But
it's gonna take forever. You know, it's gonna take a long time. But did the woman? By the way, the woman that's associated with
with Marilou Danley, 62, the same woman police sought out for questioning about the terror attack. Paddock, I don't know if the terror attack equating to this particular one.
Yeah, it is.
He had a hunting and fishing license and was as his pilot's license, and many have worked at Lockheed Martin according to public records. He had no criminal record in the state of Nevada, and officials said at a press conference early Monday that they are still looking into his possible motive.
Well, this guy's life is obviously going to be dissected down to the nth degree. We don't know, for instance, if he served. We don't know any of that.
Well, you know,
of course, has already gone ballistic.
Well, the thing about it is you're not going to know. You're really never going to know exactly, probably what tipped him off, unless the woman who has been living with him, but unless the woman knows that he's been saying things and all this, and she just thought, well, you know, he didn't mean it.
I'm surprised they haven't pulled up his Facebook stuff or anything. Have any of that.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't. Hey, I want to remind everybody, Big Bike Weekend starts this weekend, October 6th through the 8th, at the Shastik District Fairgrounds and downtown Reading. It's going to be a great, great, great event. It's going to be streamed live by Riggs Media, a lot of it. They're going to have, they're going to have all types of things. They're going to have, it looks like, the motorcycle, you know, motorcycle kids that run around and do the wheelies and all this on the bikes.
It's going to be a lot
of fun. Oh, yeah.
Them on Friday, and they were the shows that are going to be happening at the fairgrounds on Saturday night are going to be spectacular.
Spectacular. And then, of course, I want to just throw this one out early because we're going to talk about it more, the Scotch Spirits and Cigar Tasting. That's right. It's going to be right here at the Riverview Golf and Country Club, and it's going to be a way to raise money for the Riverview Sunset Rotary for a lot of the good things they do. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Redding. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Islamic State terrorist group is claiming responsibility for the mass shooting in Las Vegas, saying that the perpetrator was what they call a soldier who had converted to Islam months ago. They did not provide any evidence to support the claim that was made today on the terrorist group's Amaq news agency hours after the shooting at a country music concert. What we do know, 50 people were killed at least, and at least 400 people are being treated for injuries as well. President Trump took time to comment this morning at the White House.
He brutally murdered more than 50 people and wounded hundreds more. It was an act of pure evil.
With at least 400 people hospitalized, one might envision scenes of chaos at local hospitals this morning in Las Vegas. Town Hall contributor Dr. Charles Schneiderman paints a picture of how hospitals handle and train for mass casualty events.
Every hospital has a disaster plan, which includes regular training for mass casualty events, exercises with municipal emergency medical services, tests and refines the communication system which coordinates which patients go to which hospitals. Ambulance crews now have sophisticated audio and video communications with emergency departments and can perform many life-saving procedures before arriving at the hospital. People with survivable injuries have to be treated in the first golden hour after injury. This is Dr. Charles Snyder reporting from Washington.
The shooting that left at least 50 people dead at that outdoor music festival is the deadliest, based on those numbers, in modern U.S. history. Authorities say more than 400 people were taken to hospitals in the aftermath of the shooting. The suspected gunman, Stephen Paddock, killed, police say, in a confrontation on the 32nd floor of the casino and hotel, Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino, right across the street from where the shooting took place. And repeating our top story at this hour, the Islamic State terrorist group is claiming responsibility for the mass shooting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From orphan to the wealthiest man in the world.
I was abandoned, a child without parent.
He opened his heart to God and opened his home to thousands of children in need. Mully, in partnership with Focus on the Family, discover the miraculous true story of how one man gave up earthly riches and became the wealthiest man in the world.
I see the impossible becoming possible.
In cinemas nationwide, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Buy tickets now at mullymovie.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
The Senate's new budget resolution includes a little notice change that Linda Kenyon reports could affect how many senators vote.
The budget resolution would eliminate a two-year-old rule that prohibits the Senate from voting on the bill until 28 hours after it can be assessed. That assessment comes from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which analyzes the impact the budget will have on the economy, including whether it will add to the deficit. The 28-hour waiting period before voting on the bill was meant to allow members of Congress and the public sufficient time to study the legislation. The elimination of the rule would fast-track the budget process, but many are likely to balk at the effort and complain they could be left blind to the consequences of their votes. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All the major indexes thriving in early trading on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by just about 66 points. The NASDAQ up 22. The S&P 500 up by 6 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Nobel Prize for Medicine has been awarded to three Americans for discoveries about the body's daily rhythms.
Now, we always understood that the body has different rhythms depending on the time of the day or the time of the year. We knew it existed, but we didn't understand how it worked.
That's correspondent David Caton. The Associated Press reports there's evidence those bizarre sonic attacks in Havana were targeting U.S. spies. Here's Josh Lieberman.
The U.S. government still doesn't know who did this or why, but they've looked at all kinds of theories, including possibly a rogue faction of Cuba's security forces or another country, such as Russia, China, Venezuela, or even North Korea.
The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the mass shooting in Las Vegas last night. As we recap our top story at this hour, the terrorist group claims that the perpetrator was what they call a soldier who had converted to Islam in recent months. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 6 minutes after, well, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 2nd of October, 2017. Good morning. Our lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can just jump in the chat room. Bob's a little lonely this morning.
Good morning.
Say hello.
Everybody.
Good morning there, Linda Bott. What's it look like for weather?
Well, it's currently 57 degrees, and we do have Bob. Let's see. We do have some warning here, multiple hazards in effect, and that means that we're going to have high winds today, and it's pretty brittle outside, meaning our ground, so just don't think that you can, run your mowers and lawn things, and that it's still okay.
Yeah, don't go out there and do those weird things.
High today of 76, mostly clear tonight with 55. Tomorrow calls for 79, with mostly clear tomorrow night at 54. Wednesday calls for a high of 82 with lows of 53. And Thursday calls for a high of 84 with our lows Thursday night of 55. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
That's easy for you to
give
say.
Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phones, where we're talking to Sally about what's happening tonight with our meeting. What's going on?
Yes, hi. Well, tonight, Deb, I was listening to your conversation before the news break, and you were talking about all of the events that are going on this coming weekend, and the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest is also going on, and thank you so much for playing our PSA.
Well, you know what I was going to do, Sally? I was going to separate out, because there's another thing called the Fest.
Oh,
that
really?
We were talking about earlier. So I was going to separate it into this side when I do public announcements, too, because you're going to get a live read, but you can start it.
Well, and tonight, because it's a big endeavor putting on one of these events, and we are asking for those people who would like to help with the event to come on out tonight. We're going to start forming up the groups who will be helping either set up the event, tear down the event, do security for the event, organize the games for the kids and the raffle tables, all those kinds of things. Need people and helpers who want to help. So we're encouraging people to come on out tonight at 5:30 is our Jefferson meeting. And then 6 o'clock we will be organizing into our groups and committees. Come get involved. If you've never done anything towards helping Jefferson or the Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit, now is the time to get involved.
All right. That's tonight.
Tonight at 5:30. For the Jefferson meeting and 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane, right there in the Country Club Shopping Center.
Okay, and now this thing on the 7th, of course, is your Harvest Moon Liberty Fest. It's going to be free at the Anderson River Park at the amphitheater. Music, 12 bands or 8 bands. How many bands do you have?
Nine bands. And these bands are banned to our putting on their performance for free because they, too, support these Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit, and ultimately the state of Jefferson.
Opens at 12 p.m. The music starts at 2 p.m. There's going to be food, laser tag, drawings, vendors, face painting, balloons, animals, and much more. Local food, alcohol provided by the Anderson Rotary. Of course, at not free. And every time I turn around, the Anderson Rotary is someplace providing alcohol. What, do they got a corner on the market here?
I think they do. And Baron Browning, the mayor of Anderson, will also be serving the alcohol out of the beer truck. And we will also have him speak, as well as Aaron Reznor and Melissa Hunt and Mark Baird as well will be there.
You know what? It's going to be a great day out there. You know what? There's plenty of room for everybody to do a lot of stuff this weekend.
Yes,
so,
and it looks like the weather's going to be in the 80s.
It's going to be beautiful.
We're
going to
have a great weather forecast, and bring your own chairs because we can't provide the chairs.
That's right. Okay, thanks a lot, Sally.
Thanks. Thank you.
You bet. 10 minutes after the hour right here. It's 57 degrees, going up to 76 today. If it's the first Monday of each month, then we must have Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Everybody's reading the magazine except me because I'm working. But I am here with Rhonda Albee.
This is part of what we're doing today. We're interviewing Enjoy, so we're looking through the wonderful pages and articles.
I'm just kidding. Rhonda, I really like your hair.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, I don't usually make comments on things like that, but I really like your hair.
Well, good.
It's
thank
cool.
you.
Thanks. And James, I like what's left of yours. So, no, it looks good, man.
These two pieces are my
favorite. No, you've been on a really important health regime, and it's, you know, you look great.
Thanks.
You know what?
I'm feeling better.
As we get older, you have to take care of yourself. You know, Bob went into it, got into it. I mean, you do, because we were just talking about
because you're decaying.
No, you're not decaying. I think, you know, I said, you know, this week, you know, I hunted all, you know, Thursday night, then all morning and afternoon on Friday. And I didn't get it, you know, the last part of that was going to be because you had just talked about how you were tearing down a shed
mm-hmm.
and the rope snapped and you ended up, you know, hitting the ground hard.
Oh, yeah.
And how that changes. And then at the end of that day, because we were supposed to go out again that night, and I just said, you know what? I've had enough of this. I've had enough fun today. Okay? I've had enough fun today.
Yeah.
And had the guy home with him.
That's
he
a great way
this.
To look at it.
Well, I've done. My fun meter was pegged. I mean, especially the last time we saw the hogs was 1,000 yards away, and they were running.
They run in a line.
Every
it's
one
like
of them.
A pig train.
Oh, man. Then they hit this fence, and he just went right through the fence.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't crash through the fence. They somehow went underneath it or over it. I'm not sure. But when you're looking at them from 1,000 yards away, we got the range finder. How'd they get there so fast?
They're fast.
Little.
They are.
I mean, these are not your little pork, you know, these not your little porkies from the from the farm.
Nope.
So, anyway, but
these
the
are
big
skilled.
Thing is, you look great. You've lost weight. You're, you know, you're working out and all that. And this is important that we take care of ourselves like that.
Yeah, well, you know, thank God it's radio and nobody can have to see because it's hard for Rhonda and I to keep up with you two.
Well, welcome to our morning show here on the first Monday of the month where we always have Rhonda Ball, Alvy, James Masada, and Enjoy the Magazine. We love this. What is this? This makes how many years?
This is October. This is our celebration. This is our magic month. Everything seems to happen in our world in October, as we've said. And, yeah, we are celebrating, what, around our 11th birthday.
Mm-hmm. 11th birthday.
11 years. 11th birthday for the magazine.
And the magazine is feeling thick.
Yeah, this was a good
issue.
Which
is where we start getting into all the yummy stuff for the holidays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think many of us feel the kind of the drag through the heat. We've got to just get through it.
Yep.
I know.
And so now we're starting to get in kind of the homey, kind of the cooking, kind of, you know, things that where you want to do work with your hands more in the house or outside the house, as you know, we're pulling down sheds. But anyway, so the October issue, and congratulations. I've been in the store a couple times.
You have. You brought your friend in. Thank you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And who wanted...
We sent people down there a lot. Yeah, you know, they're looking for things.
You were busy down there gold digging.
Yeah, well, she was visiting, and because every time I buy something for her for either Christmas or her birthday, it's usually 9 times out of 10 from the Enjoy store. So she said, I really want to see that. So I took her to Turtle Bay and Enjoy.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Well, welcome back to the show, and what do we have? What do we want to talk about? Let's go into a break.
One thing we are making, obviously, at this point with stage, we're making some changes to the magazine again. We're using a different font on the cover. We're doing our contents page differently. So, you know, every couple years or so, we start to do a little bit of a refresh and try to, you know, graphically make things a little bit different. So that's one thing that you'll notice, that we've made some changes. Also, this magazine is plumb full of articles, but one of the things that we're doing too is we're taking certain stories, one or two stories every issue, and we're extending them so that there's more what would you say, Rhonda, a larger spread. So there's like maybe three or four pages versus just the two, just so that you can get a little bit more in depth into the article, and it can be supported by a lot more images and graphics.
Right.
So
sometimes we get so many images that are awesome, and it's hard to choose which ones to use. So this will give an opportunity to use some of those images that we have lots of. Sometimes we get a lot of images, and they're okay, or they're a lot alike. So so I think it'll be good to start spreading them out.
Well, great. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, we are thrilled to have our Enjoy the Magazine segment the first Thursday of this month. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what? They are a bank. They started in Red Bluff, but they have moved here. They've got two branches right here in Redding. The newest one, of course, is on California Street, 1845 California Street. They want to help people in the Redding. They're, like I said, they're easy to talk to. They're easy to go in. They're very professional, really friendly. And you need to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages, 16 minutes after the hour. 57 degrees, going up to 76 today.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. They were ready for a place to call their own, but as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them. Becky and her team used the Strang's recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, Life's Journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 458732.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Big Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunt's Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair Event Center, Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Redding Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, and Riggs Media Consulting.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 57 degrees, going up to 76 today. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is right there, including a watch repairman, the only one in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Well, everybody, welcome back again to our Monday morning segment that we love to always put aside and join in with our favorite North State Store magazine, Enjoy, with Rhonda Alvey. I don't know where I'm getting Rhonda Avery. Sorry. You have to forgive me. I've been a little ill, and I'm just trying to put it all back together.
Frankly, I'm surprised she's still here after listening to her cough all last night, keeping us both on the verge.
So Rhonda and James Masada, welcome to the show. Now, let's talk about what's in the magazine here. And that you, on page 17, you've got Hello Fall.
Yeah, so this is a really kind of interesting. When I first looked at it, I thought, okay, you know, what's this about myself? Because I don't do the stories. That's Rhonda's job. But it ended up being a kind of an interesting article because it basically is saying that when we think of fall and we think of the fall colors, everybody predominantly thinks about the East Coast because they're just it's so magnificent. But this is a gentleman that spent a lot of time in here in California kind of mapping out California's fall, and then creating a website that's an annual site that celebrates that, which you can go visit. But he begs to differ, and his name is John, what is it? I don't even know how you say his last name. Poemiro? I know. Anyway, forgive me for that. But he says that fall in California is the bomb. And that people in California don't really realize it, that we have the one of the most colorful and longest lasting falls, where on the East Coast, you know, it happens and it's very short and colorful. Ours can go on from as early as late November all the way through to December, depending on where you are on the state, what terrain you are. And really it's based, he said, here in California upon elevation. So it starts higher, and then about every 2 weeks, the fall colors change about 500 feet down as it goes throughout to wintertime.
That makes sense.
And he said also that, you know, most Californians, I mean, the majority of them, live in cities, so they don't ever even see it anyway. And then, you know, typically, you know, they're in the parks during the summer when there is no color, and then they go skiing in the winter after the snow has already fallen. So people miss it.
Well, he launched CaliforniaFallColor.com.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a capital C for California, capital F for fall, and a capital C for color, CaliforniaFallColor.com. He talks about Shasta Trinity National Forest, Lassen Volcanic National Park, Trinity Alps, and Whiskeytown National Recreation Area are his very favorite time of year, of course, at Whiskeytown is fall.
Yes. So this is just a really cool article to read and, you know, kind of take into consideration and maybe reset your thinking as far as, you know, fall in California, that this is actually, he said, one of the premier places,
yeah.
Actually.
Well, you know, there's a photo. I'm only going to spend 10 seconds on this. It's called the Chicken of the Woods
mm-hmm.
on this, and it's mushrooms.
It's a fungi,
but this mushroom. And the reason I know about this is I've watched these survival shows. They find these things, and it is like finding, you know, gold out there, that, you know, because you can eat them. They grow on the sides of trees. They're yellow, and they are very edible. And some of these times that's all they're eating is this chicken of the woods. So it's kind of interesting. See, a lot of people don't even realize it, how these things are nutritious for them, too.
I think that picture, that there's also a photo of Indian rhubarb. Which is in Spanish Creek in Plumas County, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But that picture is unbelievable. The purples and the oranges.
Absolutely.
It's just gorgeous.
Now, so, if we go along with
this,
that's
on page 18.
We encourage everybody to go online so that when we're talking through these articles and stories, you can go online to enjoythemagazine.com,
yeah.
Right?
It's .net, enjoymagazine.net, yeah.
Right.
And then you go to latest issue and click on it. And all of our issues are archived on there. So you can actually, you know, if you know somebody or you've missed an issue, you can go back and read it. And it's a magazine format, so, it, you know, you can enlarge it and fill the screen and then swipe and turn pages. And a lot of times, I think, automatically, if there are links, they're clickable, it automatically links them. So you can just click on links. So this link to his Autumn site would be should be active, you know. And if not, then you just copy and paste it. But yeah, so yeah, we always encourage people to go to the website, you know. And you sometimes can get more content from a visual aspect online.
Right.
There's a lot more pictures that are loaded than what you see in the magazine.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, so I didn't know that you could eat those mushrooms. I love mushrooms, but I am so terrified of picking the wrong mushroom in the wild.
Well, this is what I'm going to tell people, is before you pick that one you think is the chicken of the woods, they're yellow and they live and they're on the sides of trees and all this, you might want to have a little, you know, of the fungi, of the forest with you to make sure you're getting the right one. Because you're right. You know, oh, look, this is what Carl Bott said. Oh, my God, my dog died, you know.
Now, also in the magazine, I love that we talked about this at the break, you've got Max Malotki, and something that you're...
This is a new feature,
A new feature. Tell us about that. You're bringing, talking about people who lived here, went away, and they've come back.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily just that, but it's called My Town, and we're trying to really feature people that, you know, embrace and really love our community and have an opportunity to not be here, but choose to be here. So many, many people know the Malotki family, Richard and Ann Malotki, and they own Summit Medical Facility over on
Buenaventura.
Yeah. So Richard has been my doctor since I can remember. Richard is all three of my boys' doctor since they were born. We actually made him come to the hospital and help deliver the babies with Dr. Skipitis. And and Anne is our dentist, so you keep it all in the family. Well, we've known their children since they were little kids when Max was going to Bishop Quinn out in Palisadro. And funny thing is, you know, they're incredible parents, and their kids have had a wonderful opportunity to explore the world and do all kinds of things. And both of them have gone away to school, and their daughter went away to be a dentist like their mother, and Max went away to be a doctor like his father, and Ann and Richard have built this new facility, Summit, you know, Medical Center, where their plan was is they run and operate them side by side, and they were always hoping that their children would come back and join the practice. I don't know that the daughter has yet, but Max has been away for the last 14 years at medical school and residency, and he has become an incredibly skilled plastic surgeon. And he has just returned home. He has just gotten married. His new wife works for the land trust. And they have chosen to make this community their home for their family, but also to take their incredible skills and make our place, our home, a better place for all of us. So Max is a reconstructive plastic surgeon, where, you know, his study in residency was to put basically people that have been torn apart back together and make them look good. Well, that's kind of what it really is, unfortunately. What he's going to practice here, I'm not totally 100% sure, other than I do know that he'll be working, you know, with one of the hospitals and working out of their practice on Buenaventura. But he will be doing a lot of probably cosmetic things. So anyway, this is just a small little thing called My Town that we've started, where we feature people that are saying, hey, I went away, I've come back.
And this is why. Yep.
So
that's fantastic.
We're going to take a quick break before we start the next one, our next segment here. A lot of things going on this weekend. A lot of things happening in the next
October's
couple of weeks.
October's huge.
Gosh.
It's so
full.
Last weekend. Mm-hmm. Too.
Oh,
so many
gosh,
things going
I
on. I mean, what can you do?
We don't even have room. We post posters at our store, the windows.
Well, we ran out of that a long time ago.
We don't have windows that it can hold anymore. They're full, every square inch.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care, you're not going to find a better than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. They customize each home care solution to your situation. They have a special place in our heart for veterans and veterans' families, and they have affordable solutions that keep your loved ones where they're happiest, in-home. Home Helpers, give them a call, 226-8350. This is where I go if I ever got old, is Home Helpers, to have come in and help take care of us. We'll be right back with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Magazine. What I want, you got that right to hand, like a flame.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Join One Safe Place on Wednesday, October 18th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for Undaunted, an evening of inspiration with guest speaker Matthew Sandusky, adopted son of former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, who will discuss his journey from being a victim to becoming a survivor. Undaunted is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. For tickets, table, and sponsorship information, visit One Safe Place at ospshasta.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, in the middle of downtown Reading. We're kind of like here at the, I guess you could say, the ground zero of the renovation.
I thought you said Allentown Reading. No. Not downtown.
Downtown.
I was like, Allentown Reading.
Downtown Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm going to stop saying I'm going to just get there today because obviously I haven't gotten there in a while. But I am trying to head down there today. Veteran-owned business, best place in the world to get a haircut. In the world. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Right there. Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Also, Linda is going to be singing this Thursday at Wind River. She's just out.
Hopefully she'll have her voice by then.
Oh, she'll have it back by then. It's coming back. She's going to be at Wind River from 6:30 to 8:30 with her band and her band of renown there, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. So come on down. They've fixed a place up really grand with tablecloths and everything, candles. I mean, they make it
silverware
into a lounge. I mean, it's a lounge there, an overtime lounge. I mean, it really looks cool.
She's and been doing that for a long time, 3 years or two.
Oh, yeah,
two
over
three.
There at Wind River.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, everybody has a good time. Come on down. The food's really good. It's really priced right. And then, of course, the music. All right, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. What's our next article?
I'll let Rhonda handle one.
Reptiles.
We have a really cool story about a place in Reading on Lake Boulevard, and it is called Reading Reptiles, and they're at 991 Lake Boulevard. It's owned by Sandra Dodge Streich and her son, Ryan. Brian Allinger. Anyway, so this is about people that like reptiles, snakes, and iguanas, and they're pretty.
No disrespect, but
I know.
Every skin, you know what?
I don't know how many events I've been to, and I've seen these people. I mean, different types of events because they bring the reptiles in.
Right.
I have tried. I'm not afraid of them. I don't care for snakes at all. I'll hold a snake. I mean, you know, I'm like that. Like if I know it's not a venomous snake or something, and not that you would hold a poisonous snake, but the whole concept of snakes in the wild when they're slithering around, you can't see them, or if they bite, that kind of just freaks me out.
Okay, so I grew up. Okay, my brother, many people know that he was on here not too long ago. My brother, the doctor,
the one that brought the cold to our family.
So he, anyway, so he was into horny toads. We had those growing up, and we remember the egg when the eggs would. Oh my gosh, we were successful. Then he had iguanas. Then he got two iguanas, and then one day he let the iguanas run down the hall. My mom, you know, it was like all of a sudden she had pads on her palms, and she hit the wall and sucked up their pads because these iguanas that were huge, it would sit there and do push-ups and then just run like anyway.
Yeah.
So I grew up with iguanas.
Yep.
So big ones.
These people are pretty well versed. They know a lot about reptiles, and you know they say a lot of people have. They get an iguana and they just think they're really great, and then these iguanas get big and they don't want them anymore. They're they get aggressive, and
they get to be like this one they had. They brought in when we were doing a Calf and Eat for the Cause.
That's right.
And, oh, they were there. That's
they,
right.
They came in and they brought this this one iguana in, and it's chunky. And it's not an iguana. It's a lizard, but it gets up to 3 feet in length, and it eats anything. Okay. It eats anything.
Like
it eats meat. It'll eat. You got a small chicken around there.
Oh, my
the
goodness.
That lizard is going to eat it. If you've got a small dog, you better watch out.
It looks like a Gila monster,
and it
but
just,
it isn't one.
It isn't one. It does. It's just big, I said, does it bite? And every answer was, if it has a mouth, it can bite.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So
I was getting coffee when the skunk was being shown around.
Right, exactly.
Oh, what we had to do was take it out to the cars with Tyler Whitlow, and Tyler would with the skunk, and he'd
anything
say, look,
for a tip.
He says, give me money, and they turn the skunk around.
Yeah.
God, people digging in for credit cards. Whitlow's taking credit cards. We'll get that one. So.
Anyway, Caffeinate for a Cause. It was very successful. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah.
Going back to the magazine, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Have we finished with that story?
Yep.
You have, what's the Shasta College? This is nice that you're doing a little, is that their ad that they
that
bring
is their,
in?
That is their ad, yeah.
Talking
so
about
it. Yeah, they write about it. So it's kind of like, it's really an ad, but it looks kind of like an advertorial. The way they've set it up gives you a little bit of information. We have a story in here that is just near and dear to my heart. One of my best friends in the whole world that I've grown up here in Reading with is Eric Petitiniff, and he is an absolute brilliant builder and an amazing artist, right? So he has a friend, and that this is and what I was going to say is thank you to Eric, because Eric came to me and says, I have this friend that I would love for you guys to do an article on. And it is on page, 51. It's called Small Packages, Western Artist Brian Ford, Stagecoach Sculptures.
I read that one earlier, and I thought, you know what? Anybody that does these things, it's not that you're just small on these sculptures. It's all the intricate things that go into
it.
Yeah,
and he makes all
and
that.
And everything is, I mean, okay, guys. Like
to scale.
I get passionate about a lot of things, but this is mind-blowing what this guy can do here in Reddy. He learned it from his father. He's got a brain like no other, and Eric would share that with you, in the sense that you can teach him something or let him experience it with you, and he picks it up and then masters it within a short period of time. So he's never been a builder, and he's been working with Eric, my friend, who is a builder. And Eric is an unbelievable builder and does very, very, very exquisite and unique things when he builds homes. And so his Brian's been working with him for a while, and then Brian decided, well, I'm going to build a house, and just went and built a house, his house, with, like, just because he can, because he learned everything, like, you know, overnight. But anyway, besides this, he's also an artist, and he does. He's got an supposedly, and I haven't been there yet, but Eric's going to take me, this unbelievable workshop that he works in. But this is an art form that he learned from his father, and he recreates stagecoaches that are from like the 1920s to 1930s in miniature scale. They're still good size. I mean, they're, you know, they're, I don't know what we say, like
probably
the size
3 feet
of a,
long, about 3 feet long,
like a basketball. Like yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you take a picture of them, if you put them in the right setting, they do not look like they're
miniature.
Would think it is a real stagecoach from the 1930s.
If you look at this chuck wagon he's got.
Okay.
In the photo. It's a close-up photo. But if you look at it, you would swear that everything was full-size in this.
Mm-hmm.
Down to a cup. A cup.
Yeah, a tin cup.
A tin cup.
And plates. And the wood-burning stove. And food. Apples. Ropes. Hitches. Hinges.
Little lanterns.
It's freaking believable.
And where does he put this? But where does this
go
to?
He made a collection, and then he just recently, for the first time, took the collection to, and I don't even know how to pronounce it, the Coeur d'Alene Art Auction.
Oh, Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, in Idaho,
yeah.
Yes.
No, but this was in Nevada.
Oh.
So it was in Nevada. And this auction commands and will bring in over $40 million in sales. So he had, I don't remember how many pieces that he brought, but he auctioned them off as a set. And he was supposed to earn up to over $500,000 for
this. Right. They said
this.
That's probably going to go for $500,000.
Yeah.
Dollars.
That's how...
Sold them all.
Yep. Sold them all.
As a collection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? When you look at this and you look at somebody who you know, is... And he's still... You know, he's actually still young. Young.
Yeah.
That's a relative term.
He's
but
very
he's
young.
Mm-hmm. They can do something like this. You see, it's so meticulous. And you've probably seen this in museums, but... I was in Taiwan and looked at their museums. They would have these miniatures, except, you know, that you just have to figure is how much time, and just like what he did, spent on these things.
Hours and hours and hours just to make them
perfect.
Mm-hmm. And he also does this to real cars, so he's also a mechanic.
And he also did, he did the artwork for Shameless O'Leary's for their,
He's painted murals in Las Vegas for Need to Speed and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's amazing.
Wow. We're going to try and get him on.
Yeah, we should do that. And he's a really, really, really nice, humble guy.
He used to own the picture shop or the frame shop on Victor.
Well, he used to do frames.
Yeah. So he's been around Reading for a long time, but I was just shocked at the work that he does. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. When I saw them, I was just like, my mouth hit the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I want one.
Are we talking about? Oh, okay.
Just marvel at them.
Just, yeah, really. So, yeah, so, you know, once again, I say this all the time, and we get to experience in the store, for those of you that have not come to the store, is we have world-class creators here in Reading. I mean, there are gems and hidden people here that do things that are... You know, stuff that can go onto the world stage and compete. It's just amazing.
You know, I'm going to add this to, you know, because when Linda said, oh, what about this one from, it was from Shasta about this. Your ads, when you look at your ads, a lot of your ads, you're not sure that that's not an article because of the photography is so good.
Yeah.
And the way that they explain something in this. And you look at it, and so you literally got to look at it. More than just a split second. Some things you can tell, okay, that's an ad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Others you're looking at and you start to read it and you realize, oh, this is what this is about. Stem cell research and all these. I'm thinking, oh, that's an article. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But what it does is gives me an idea, and I'm sure Linda too, is that, oh, now this is somebody we need to bring on.
Yeah.
To talk what exactly can stem cell research and injecting that into you.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear about what
needles.
That is. Needles.
Yeah. Like a
you know
snake.
What?
Needles
and snakes. To your favorite things. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, it's brought to you by North State Security. You know, one of the things that we're facing here in Reading and in Shasta County and Anderson and Shasta Lake and all this, we are having some problems, as you know, with crime, you know, cars being broken into, businesses being broken into. Well, I tell you what, the most professional, the best security firm is North State Security. They've been an ounce of prevention since 1968. At any one time, they've got more officers on the road than the police do and the sheriff's department combined. Does that tell you something? They're the ones that guard the power plants, REU stuff, local high schools when they have their special events, like Cool April Nights. These are the guys and girls you call. And right now at North State Security, they're looking for professionals to come join them to learn the security business. And let me tell you, several of their officers have gone from there to Reading Police Department and other police departments in the area. North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295. We'll be right back.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning show. How are you? 8:48. Bob Belongi's been at the helm today. Carl and Linda Bach, currently 57. Our highest today will be 76. It's the 2nd of October, and we hope you're going to make it a good Monday morning. We love our first Monday mornings of the month because we have Rhonda Avery and Rhonda Albee.
People do it all the time.
Okay.
So
no, I'm sorry, but I don't want to be one of those people. Rhonda Ball, Alvy, and James Masada from Enjoy the. Well, you know, she just got married, and I totally memorized it the first 6 months. But now,
I work with her every day, and I refuse. And no disrespect to the name. It's just, how do you? She's Rhonda Baltimore for like 30 years.
You know what is it about? Men never change their names.
Yeah.
But you know, I have no idea what it feels like to change your name.
It's a lot of work.
It is. It's a lot of work.
Like a little cheese there, ladies.
That's why women have all these different problems.
Like a little cheese.
They don't know who they don't
wine?
Know who they really are because they're constantly having to change their name.
Well,
you had your chance. Could have been men. There's that little. You know what? How do you feel today? I feel very manly today. Yeah. You changed your name.
Speaking of sex change, there's an article that came out that I didn't get
into. Enjoy magazine?
Not an Enjoy.
No, not an Enjoy, but I'm sorry. It was in one of the websites I was looking at this morning about people who have had sex changes are now being counseled to be changed back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like this 5-year-old kid down in Rockland that. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I don't know what that has to do with. Because, the fact of somebody who actually had this sex change.
I know, but he's 5 years old, and they're saying he wants to be a girl. He's 5 years old. I mean, how do they know? How does he know? I mean.
I don't know.
I mean, just, can that change?
So there were a man that wanted to become a woman, and then now they've been a woman for quite some time, and now they want to be a man again?
Or vice versa? We'll have to go to that article after the show. But they're saying there's a resurgence of people who have had sex operations and want to be changed back. So.
Wow, that could be hard to do.
Yeah. Because pieces are missing.
That's what I was thinking.
You've got to find those parts to put it back
together. I have
no idea.
Maybe a new business. All right, so we're looking in the October issue of Enjoy the Magazine. It was great. Now, there's one that's called Never Too Late. I love stories about people who decide to recreate their lives.
Yep, and he definitely did. This is a story about Mike Sumner and his wife, Polly. They worked in Silicon Valley, and Mike retired and bought some property. They used to come to Trinity County for vacations, bring their kids on vacations, and then he ended up buying property in Trinity County, and he started a ranch, and he raises beef, so raises cattle for beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's always kind of been interested in grapes and wine, and started a winery, and it's doing really, really well. And it's in Hay Fork, and
this would be classified, I guess, then kind of as an alpine wine. That's what they call them when they're a higher altitude.
An alpine wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's not the name, but they just classify them because they're little microclimates in high altitude, you know, mountain communities.
And then he also has a sheep raising component to it, and yeah, so he is doing really well in Hay Fork, and he's got Sumner Winery. And it's funny because probably about a year ago, this story was pitched to us, and sometimes that's how long it takes to get a story in when somebody pitches stories. So so I've just kind of been following it, and I was so excited for this to be in this issue.
It's matured.
Yep.
Well, it says Sumner, by the way, Sumner Vineyards. Their current lineup includes California Cowboy Red, a highly drinkable $12 Pinot meant to be paired with rough and tumble fare like hearty burgers and flank steak. Mm-hmm. All right up our alley.
Yum.
An $18 Pinot Noir with a fully reflects Hay Fork's warm days and cool nights, and a $12 rosé from a blend of Pinot Noir and Pinot Gris, grapes both fruity and dry, and a $15 Pinot. See, these are all around what I like to do, like 10, 15, you know, because I always like to try out wines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always great. And if you find one that you love, then and around that, you get a case of that and love to bring it to your friends because you know it, you experience it.
So you're saying you don't like to try out $100 bottles of wine?
No.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else is paying for it.
And then he's also going to plant some 4 acres of Chardonnay vines in the spring, so he will have Chardonnay
as well.
Do you know if he has a tasting room?
It doesn't.
I'm not sure. Like, where are we going to get his I'd love to buy his wine. So I just want to know where it's in that.
They're available at Kent's Market, Tops Market, Liquor Barn,
okay.
And online.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. And you can go to their website, sumnervineyards.com or summitcreekbeef.com.
And interesting, this is not a story in the magazine, but my wife recently took a position. She still works with us at the magazine, so she breaks her week up half mm-hmm. here and there. She works for OHB, which is Olivera Honey Company out of Orrville, and they are starting a meadery, and so they're going to be producing honey mead, and it's very interesting to
oh, a meadery.
Meadery,
okay, got
yeah,
it.
They call them meaderies, yeah. And they just hired a, I don't know what they call them, but it's kind of like a sommelier, but he's a mead maker.
This is an ale made from honey.
Honey and water.
So
yes.
It's honey and water. You can make mm. it. I've had that before.
It's one of the oldest
I had that
drinks.
Like mead. When uh-huh. you go to M-E-A-D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had, when I was studying European history, our, mm-hmm. our professor brought us over to his house one night, mm-hmm. you know, so we for conversations and all this. But he served us mead.
Yeah.
And it's, you can get plowed.
Oh, yeah.
And I always remember.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a drink that, if you are a part of religion, it says you should not drink because you know because of the barley and the oats and all that.
That's what.
There
they
you
say.
Go, buddy.
Can with mead.
13th warrior.
That's right. 13th warrior. That's
is it really sweet or?
It can be. It just
it
depends.
Be.
But yeah, so I was looking it up, and it's been around since I can't even tell you.
Well,
like,
it's been around forever almost.
It's the oldest.
14th
yeah.
century,
yeah.
13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean,
and
it could have been around longer than that.
Meads are made different everywhere, but they all have the same base from honey and stuff. But what's going to be really cool is they're starting this really cool meadery, and I'm super excited because Yvonne's working right now as director of marketing. She's dealing with packaging and they're sourcing mm. things.
So they could bring you could be selling mead up here then.
And that's yeah. her thing, you know, and your thing too.
And we sell their honey right now. They are under the brand Chico Honey Company, which okay. we have in the store.
You know, the thing about mead is he made his. And mm-hmm. so, like, you make your own beer and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how you would package if it's in bottles or if it's in
bottles, yeah.
Bottles, okay,
yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
cans or something.
No,
okay.
no.
All right.
And I don't
okay.
know why that just reminded me, just because I always see these really great, it seems like there are a lot of people from Silicon Valley that end up retiring, coming north, buying property, and then, boom, they've started this really successful winery.
You know, the thing is that the reason you're talking about it, it's like Enjoy, the magazine, mm-hmm. is that you see so many things that are positive
mm-hmm.
and so many great things that are going on. And that's one of the things that and we've talked about is, the you know, an uplifting part of where we live. You know, anybody that's looking for a job here, we're trying to recruit 75 doctors. First thing you ought to do is go down there and deliver this magazine in the last 6 months of this magazine to a family, along mm-hmm. with the test scores and how good our schools are and mm-hmm. these other things, you know, to people that they can see really what's going on up here, what you can have up here.
Yeah.
Because this other stuff with the transients and all that, you know, the fight has begun.
Yeah.
And we're going to win that fight.
Yeah.
Right.
So we need to concentrate on things like right here, meadery.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, and they're going to, and I was sharing with Linda, besides this, they're one of the, so this company she works for is one of the largest and oldest apiaries in California. They have their apiary down there in Orland. They have one in Montana, one in Hawaii. And they're going to be opening a restaurant and a store, and so it's going to be another great addition to the North State. So I'm super excited. A little bit about the store. One of the things that we're getting ready to do October 21st, so mark your calendar. I mean, we're working feverishly. Hopefully it turns out the way I want it. But October 21st, we're doing our first makery. And
ooh.
That's going to be right next door to the store, 1475 Placer, so Suite C, or Suite D, A, B, Suite B, right next door.
Is that where the Spoon Me was?
No, that's going to be a
Wilda's
Grill, and that's
okay,
going to be
okay.
opening
Wilda's
in about...
Wilda's moving down there, or is there
a second location? And they're going to be opening in about a month, hopefully. The
walking
kitchen,
distance.
The kitchen is in, it's... Brett's moving very quickly.
Well, they, you know,
just
they
the opposite side of us. It used to be the old Westwood.
They were a killer
okay,
down
okay.
in that little store they
so
had.
What's the makery?
So the makery is just a kind of more hyper-focused version of our store where we're bringing in either a new artist that's not featured in the store or artist that is in the store, and we're giving you know, a magnifying glass too. So there'll be maybe four or five artists in the store. You'll get to come in and meet them. Some of them you'll have an opportunity to engage. We have a woman named Beach that's doing silk scarves, and she does dipping. But you can come dip your own scarf.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, we have a gentleman that makes the most beautiful furniture out of willow branches. So it's like Adirondack chairs that are twisted into chairs, and they look like...
You can bend them and everything.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Okay, we're here with... There's just more and more stuff than we can possibly cover here. So with Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, thank you so much for being here.
Come be your Christmas crate.
Oh, yeah, Christmas crates, you know, which is what we send out. Two things. One, One Safe Place director, Angela Jones, is going to be with us tomorrow, along with a couple other groups of people. And, again, our thoughts and prayers are going out to the people of Las Vegas and for all those people that were killed and injured on this horrible, horrible tragedy that happened last night. Our thoughts are with them, and we hope that the recovery is quick and positive.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, KCNR Shasta Redding. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. As the nation struggles to come to grips with the horror of the Las Vegas massacre, President Trump is speaking out. Get a live report now from correspondent Greg Clugston at the White House.
Rich, the president delivered somber remarks here a short time ago, describing the Las Vegas mass shooting as an act of pure evil.
We are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief.
But he said the country must unite in this time of tragedy.
And though we feel such great anger at the senseless murder of our fellow citizens,